It is 8:10 Friday morning, which means it's time for our check-in with Cheshire East Council. And this week, it's the turn of the Deputy Leader of Cheshire East Council, Councillor Craig Brown. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Good morning, Darren. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not bad at all. Did you know that Harry Styles was a local lad round here?
No, I didn't, actually. So thanks for that.
Yeah. You learn something new on my show every week. Let's get into what we're talking about today then. So, an update for the numbers, please, for COVID-19 for Cheshire East, please.
Yeah, so first of all, reported cases in Cheshire East have now risen to 2,226, which I know sounds like an awful lot. However, on the plus side, that's an increase of just one over the last 24 hours, so things are slowing down, which is good news. Sadly, the total number of reported deaths has increased to 536. So Cheshire East, of course, has been very active in supporting communities throughout the pandemic. As you know, we've spoken before about our People Helping People Hub and support that's been providing. Also, since the 1st of June, we've now received more than 500 applications to our discretionary business grant scheme. The second phase has now closed as well, but details are still on the website for that. And since then, we've also launched for community and voluntary sector our community response and recovery grants, so grants of up to £5,000, as I say, for community and voluntary bodies and also charities as well. And that's going well too. Again, further details on the website, cheshireeast.gov.uk.
Going back to the initiatives that you've got, the people helping people thing, that is still on, isn't it? Just because the numbers have improved a little bit doesn't mean that that's slowed down.
No, it is still indeed providing support, and now providing support to more than 3,600 vulnerable residents.
That's good stuff. So if people need to know more about that particular scheme, if they still need any help with anything, then obviously your website is where they need to go.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so moving on then. So today's a big day, Craig, isn't it? Forgive me for saying this. It's a little bit confusing, so hopefully you're going to put a bit of light on it. One minute, you've got to wear a face mask in offices and workplaces, but I don't think that's the case now. Do the youngsters have to wear them or not? What are you exempt? What rules are you exempt by not wearing a face mask? Can you put it all in perspective for us and tell us what we need to do now from today?
Yeah, well, I'll try. There has been some real confusion around this, hasn't there? So what we do know at the moment is, obviously, from today, wearing a face mask is mandatory in enclosed public spaces. So, for example, if you're in shops, supermarkets, banks, post offices, etc. And also if you're buying a takeaway food or drink, although the mask can be removed if you're in a seating area. So if you sat down in the pub with some friends, cafes, restaurants, etc., of course you can remove them while you're sat down. Children under 11 and those with certain disabilities are also exempt. But as you say, it's really confusing because there's no universal guidance for workplaces because of different work environments in different industries. There is more information on the Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy website. I know that's a really snappy title. So the .gov.uk website, there's some more information on there. But of course, what's also confusing is the evidence suggests that wearing a face covering doesn't actually protect you. However, if you're infected but haven't yet developed symptoms, it may provide some protection for people that you come into contact with. So it's really important just to remember that face coverings do not replace social distancing.
I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because it's a case of the face covering thing. I've personally been doing it for over a month now, just out of respect for everybody else, just in case I have it and I didn't know.
Of course, that's really important. It's more about the protection of those around you than it is protection for yourself. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's out of respect for other people, really.
So the other thing we want to talk about is tomorrow is a big day. Now, I'm really excited about tomorrow. You've never met me in person, have you, Councillor?
I don't think we have, no.
No, so I'm a big lad. I used to be even bigger, but I have lost a lot of weight over the past few years. I used to be 22 stone, you know. Honestly.
Gosh.
Yeah, I'm now about 17 or 18 stone. But I've missed the gym. Now, tomorrow, the gyms are open again.
Yep, absolutely good news. So, firstly, our priority as a council is to protect lives, but also it's about protecting livelihoods, of course. And in line with the guidance, our leisure centres are reopening. But what's slightly confusing, and I'll try and provide some clarity, is that they're reopening on a phased basis. So this begins from tomorrow, as you say, with facilities at Holmes Chapel, Alderley Park, Nether Alderley, Crewe Lifestyle Centre, Wilmslow Leisure Centre, Macclesfield Leisure Centre and Nantwich Pool. But these facilities are only opening for gym, for group exercise and for some outdoor sports. So, for example, tennis, athletics and cricket pitches for club use only. So that's phase one. Phase two, which is from the 1st of August, again for gym and group exercise classes, Shavington Leisure Centre, Sandbach Leisure Centre, Alsager, Knutsford Leisure Centre and the Barony Sports Complex will open as well. And then phase three, which is from the 1st of September, along with the swimming pools at all the places I've just mentioned, Middlewich Leisure Centre, Congleton Leisure Centre and Poynton Leisure Centre. So it's a three-phase approach to reopening, which is great. And then just one more thing to mention, our FlexiLink, which is our on-demand transport service for the over 80s, for anyone who's disabled or anybody who lives in an area that's cut off from public transport, that's relaunching from the 3rd of August as well.
But some of these gyms are privately owned, so like I go to a national brand gym. Is that under the restrictions of phased opening, or do they have their own rules, I take it, do they?
They will have their own rules. All I can really speak about is the ones that Cheshire East has control over. And again, I've given a lot of information out there. I recognise that. So further details, again, on our website, cheshireeast.gov.uk, or directly with the particular leisure centre or gym that we're speaking about.
Fantastic. Now, we were talking off air before I brought you on air. There's more stuff happening over the next couple of weeks, isn't there? Can you shed a bit of light on that?
Yeah, so I mean, people are heading back to the high streets. Bars and cafes, of course, are open again, and this is great. It's really to be welcomed. But we want people to obviously support the local shops and businesses. Wellbeing of staff and customers is obviously paramount. So, in terms of how it's going to date, most people and businesses are being really responsible and mindful of the need for social distancing, which is great. Of course, that's what we're looking for. But of course, we can't afford any complacency. And as examples from, as most people will know, around Leicester, new COVID-19 hotspots are occurring, we really do have to continue to be vigilant. So, again, our priority is to protect lives, but also be mindful of the need to protect livelihoods as well.
Now, there's some breaking news this morning in the past hour. It's a national news story, but I don't know whether you can put any localness on it. Total retail sales bounce back to pre-coronas levels. That, to me, in normal language, says everything's getting back to normal on the high street. People are spending, all the shops are open, everything is getting back to normal.
People are heading back to the high street, and as I've just said, I mean, that's absolutely fantastic. I think it's fair to say most of the businesses and retailers that I speak to would probably dispute whether we're yet back to where we were pre-COVID-19. Some businesses have, of course, adapted the way that they've operated during the pandemic, and that's been great, but other businesses are still really struggling, and it's important that we, of course, do what we can to continue to support them.
Now, COVID has put a stop to a lot of the outdoor events and things we look forward to during the summer. You've got some news on virtual pride, haven't you?
Yes, I have. This is taking place tomorrow, Saturday, 25th of July. Of course, it's an event that's run very, very successfully over the last few years. It's been held at Tatton Park, it's been held in Crewe, but of course, because of the pandemic this year, it's had to move to online. So it's an event that really helps to celebrate equality, diversity and inclusion. So this year, it's moving online. taking place tomorrow between 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. There's going to be a really eclectic mix of interviews, music, performances, and information supporting the LGBT plus community. And we've announced this week that Bentley, who are one of our key employers in the borough, are the main partner for the event, and that's really received international attention, which has been great, with the unveiling of a special rainbow Bentley, which is a one-off custom vehicle created specially for this event. But as I say, it's taking place online this year, and people can go to our webpage, www.prideinthepark.com, or they can follow this via our Pride in the Park Facebook page, or on Twitter with the hashtag at Pride in the Park 2020.
It's really good that virtual Pride is happening virtually, so it's not like because of the pandemic everything's just stopped. People are finding other ways around Cheshire to get on with it and do stuff.
Yeah, it's really great that people can still engage with things like that, with events, but it just happens online rather than physically in person. But it's great that it's still being able to take place.
Fabulous. Councillor Craig Brown, Deputy Leader of Cheshire East Council, thank you very much for joining me today.
My pleasure, always to talk to you again.
Have a great weekend.